USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Friday repealed pro-abortion legal precedent Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey in a 5-4 ruling, returning the matter of abortion to elected officials in each state. Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, says Democrats can protect a woman's right to an abortion if Democrats retain the majority in Congress.
There is a plan, and that plan is to win the election, hopefully to get two more senators so that we can change the obstacles to passing laws for the good of our country.
Republican lawmakers are calling on the Justice Department to enforce protection of Supreme Court justices following the ruling and multiple protests outside Supreme Court justices' homes. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Senators on both sides of the aisle give the thumbs up to a gun control bill. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Senate passed gun control legislation Thursday, with some Republicans joining Democrats to attach more laws on law-abiding citizens. The 65-33 vote capped a month of negotiations. The red flag laws attached to the bill will give the government the okay to take guns away from anyone they deem unfit. Representative Roger Williams from Texas on Newsmax says we're doing this backwards.
We should secure our schools before we had the gun debate.
Friday marks 1 year since the deadly Surfside, Florida condo collapse. There's a public memorial being held involving family members, emergency officials, and politicians. Urban search and rescue crews will read the names of the 98 victims, and a torch will burn in their memory at Veterans Park in Surfside, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Officials from 40 nations are meeting in Berlin to focus on global food security and concerns that Russia's war on Ukraine could force people in some countries to go hungry. Ukraine is one of the world's top grain exporters. However, its deliveries across the Black Sea are blocked by minefields and a Russian military blockade of Ukrainian ports. The Scottish Open is banning golfers who have joined the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series. The DP World Tour making the announcement on Thursday regarding the event that begins July 7th. The decision comes as the DPA World Tour and the PGA Tour will co-sanction the event for the first time. This as PGA Tour President Jay Moynihan discusses the LIV Tour and motives behind it.
I am not naive. If this is an arms race, and if the only weapons here are dollar bills, the PGA Tour can't compete. The PGA Tour, an American institution, can't compete with a foreign monarchy that is spending billions of dollars in an attempt to buy the game of golf. We welcome good, healthy competition. The LIV Saudi Golf League is not that. It's an irrational threat.
The Colorado Avalanche will be looking to capture their first Stanley Cup since 2001 Friday night. The Avs host the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.